coming up on All Access.
Come on now. Let's go.
Physical of 50 men. All right. And walk away with a touch.
Fires and it is into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown to Julian Edelman.
Metro D. Metro Kyle. Nice job, guys.
Nice play defensively by Kudavides.
He was truly, in love with the game of football, which was, got my respect right out the gate.
Giving them hope, strength, and joy, and putting a smile on their faces. How do you say no to that?
You know our guy.
How you doing, guys? Nice to meet you guys.
Playing on Thanksgiving is awesome. Going out in the morning, playing on Turkey Day with your boys, and then, go home and eat dinner and, kind of brings the kid out of me.
Patriots exploded for 59 points on Sunday, getting scoring from all three phases of the game. Welcome to Patriots All Access, everyone. I'm Steve Burton. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. The news was tempered a bit as tight end Rob Gronkowski was injured, meaning the Patriots will be without his services for the immediate future. We'll examine how this injury will affect the team, plus preview the game against the Jets. But first, let's take a look back at the sights and sounds from the win over Indy.
The sights and sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the Patriots.
Woo! Let's go, baby. You have a Tuesday now.
Another Sunday, baby. We're out here.
Come on now. Let's go. Come on now.
Let's play as hard as we can. Let's play as good as we can. Ruthless, let's get after these guys now. 7-3, let's go.
Oh, okay, go.
Another week to shut people up, fellas. It's another big game for us.
Suck on three. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, yeah. Let's go.
Luck play action is back to throw. Here comes the rush. He looks. He fires it long and deep, and it could be picked. It is incomplete.
Blatant pass interference.
Hand off inside, hanging to the left side and into the end zone, standing up. DeLon Carter.
Get it back, fellas. We'll get it back.
They're running the ball, pull up, and tackle them. Settle down and play our game.
Snap to Brady, looks for the end zone, fires to the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
Nice try, good play.
Back to throw, steps up, lets it go, open, and intercepted at the 45, 40, 35, back to the left of the 20. He's at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Aqib Talib.
It's how we do it. It's how we do it.
Back to throw, and here comes the rush, and he has hit the ball as it on the ground. The Patriots have it. Great pressure by the Patriots. Looks, fires open. Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski. Wow.
Way to go, D! Way to go, Kyle! Nice job, fellas! Way to go, baby!
Keep it going now, all right?
It's an end-around to Julian Edelman from left to right. He's got room at the 50, 45, 40, 35, 20. On his feet inside the 20 to the 15 to the 10, and he's down inside the 5.
Hey, come here. I don't mean to break your heart here, but there's only a chosen few in NFL history that have ever had a catch, a run, and a return for a score in a single game.
You're a 3-yard
score. You're a
3-yard.
You
would have
been in a
as
record.
As long as the team wins, which is
nice having one
nice
like
to,
that, huh?
Crap.
Hey, nice to have you, man.
Appreciate
it,
man.
You like taking that run back?
Hell yeah. That was sweet, Keith.
Nice going, baby.
Good job, yes, Alfonso. Nice your first touchdown?
Okay. Yeah,
you keep the ball?
Huh?
You keep the ball?
Yeah, somewhere around here.
Great game, baby.
All right, fellas, congratulations. Pretty solid. Not perfect, but it was solid. All right, so look, a couple things here. First of all, let's take this one in stride. It's a damn good win. Got great contributions from all three phases. In real time, it's Wednesday night. It's Wednesday night for a Sunday game. That's tonight. All right, so we got a real quick turnaround here. We got to enjoy this one, but we got to put it behind us. We got to turn around in a hurry. Get down there. Won't be easy, but we can do it. All right? So congratulations. That's a good job today. Nice job from all three phases. We got good contributions all the way around. Play good complimentary football. Let's keep building on this and get down there and get these Jets.
Hey, it took every guy in this room, man. We're going to need it this week, all right? Team on three. 1, 2, 3, team!
Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach, and coach joins me now, Coach Belichick. Congratulations on the win. That's a big win for you guys. You preach complimentary football all the time, every time we sit in here. Was that a textbook example? Special teams, offense, defense, right around the horn?
Yeah, it really was. I thought we got good contributions from all three units, and like after we got the strip sack, the score on the next play offensively to take advantage of that good field position. Scoring the kicking game, have another long return. So it was really a good example of the team playing together and using the advantage that the other unit got for them to capitalize on it. And so it's always good to see.
All right, you had a big win against Buffalo, yet you sat in here with me last week, weren't happy. You watched the defense, but you look at it, it's four more turnovers, two pick sixes, four forced fumbles. I mean, you guys are leading the league in that area. Is this what this defense is going to be? Eliminate, and you look at it from objectives, eliminate the chunk plays, keep things in front of us, and let's be opportunistic, let's create turnovers.
Well, that's what it's always about. You know, make them drive it through the red area, don't give it all up in one play, and take advantage of the opportunities that we have to turn the ball over, whether that's fumbles or interceptions or, however those come. So, it's good awareness by the players, being able to see the ball, to get the ball, and to know when you have a chance to get it. So hopefully we can continue to do that.
All right, last time I checked, football is a contact sport. You guys run into each other. I remember sitting here, and we were in camp, and you were acquiring more tight ends, and I think you had 13 tight ends at that time. But it's attrition, too. I mean, you've dealt with injuries with Aaron Hernandez. Now you're going to have to go through it a little bit with Rob. Fair to say that, you know, you got to add depth at that position, and you guys focus on the tight ends a lot with this offense.
Well, we're lucky that we have some depth at that position, and we've had to use it, and it looks like we'll continue to. So hopefully that those players will continue to work hard and come through for us like they have.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will rejoin me later in the show to talk about the New York Jet game on Thanksgiving, but more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We follow Nico Kudavidi's path to the NFL.
He came to Milford Academy and he learned how to trash talk. So by the end of the year, he was all pro at that.
Those punt returns, I tell you right now, we work so hard. I'm trying to get an explosion play, and you go and score. It's a great feeling.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hi, I'm Chandler Jones. From our family to your family, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
The Patriots kicked off the Thanksgiving season earlier this week when they distributed holiday baskets to area residents facing significant challenges in their lives.
This holiday is a non-denominational holiday. It's for all Americans. It brings people together. You know, and I celebrate the four F's, you know, being family, friends, food, and football.
Led by Chairman and CEO Robert Kraft, the Patriots teamed up with Goodwill to help make a difference to families in need.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Welcome back to All Access. As the coach discussed earlier in the show, this week presents a new set of problems. A short week to prepare for your arch rivals, and to do it without the team leader in touchdowns scored. With more
Here's Dan Roach.
And that's going to be the football game.
After a solid in all three phases of the game victory over the Colts Sunday in Foxborough, the Patriots had to quickly turn the page. That's because the Pats had a shortened work week due to a date with the Jets on Thanksgiving night down in New Jersey.
Well, we're just trying to prioritize our time. We don't have much of it.
It is definitely quick, but, you know, it's nothing that we haven't done before.
Fire is open. Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski. Wow.
One big loss emerged from the Colts game in the form of Rob Gronkowski, as Gronk suffered a broken forearm that could keep him out of the lineup for the foreseeable future.
Obviously, it's tough. He's obviously one of the best players in the league, but we have a lot of players, and everyone has to step up to fill the void.
Meanwhile, the Jets enter this Thanksgiving night battle with a 4-6 record, but they beat the Rams Sunday in St. Louis, took the Pats to overtime here at Gillette Stadium before falling 29-26 a month ago, and are treating this divisional battle like a playoff game as their season is on the line.
We played them once already, that helps, but at the same time, they're going to be doing different things. You know, we just got to focus on getting better and doing the things that we need to do game plan wise in order to win a football game, and that's what we'll do.
Now, when it comes to the Patriots this week, it's all about the number 200. This past Sunday's win over the Colts was number 200 for the Kraft family as owners of the Patriots. Meanwhile, it was the 200th consecutive sellout at Gillette Stadium and the old Foxborough Stadium. And finally, if Bill Belichick gets a win on Thanksgiving night over the Jets, it will be career win number 200 as well. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roachie, thank you very much. Joining us now is Patriot wide receiver Julian Edelman. And what a career day you had against the Colts. Do you ever dream that you were going to have a day like that?
Not in particular, no. It was a cool day. We executed a bunch of plays on all phases of the game, and, we got the win.
What was more fun for you, the punt return, the touchdown that you had in the end zone on the pass, or the 47-yard reverse?
They're all pretty fun. Uh-huh. Catching the ball from Tommy's always good. Those punt returns, I tell you right now, we work so hard each and every week on trying to get an explosion play. And, when you got 11 guys doing all their jobs and, you go and score, it's a great feeling.
Playing on Thanksgiving Day, 2 years ago you did it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is it? What's the toughest part about it, mentally or physically, playing on Thanksgiving Day?
A little bit of both. Mm-hmm. It's a short week. You have a lot less time to prepare. Physically, we just played a game, and, we're already practicing here coming up and soon. And, it's a tough task. But, playing on Thanksgiving is awesome. You grow up as a kid, going out in the morning, playing on Turkey Day with your boys, and then, go home and eat dinner and watch football, and now you get to play the football that everyone watches, and it kind of brings the kid out of you.
Yeah, there's no question about it, and you're right. All eyes are on football on Thanksgiving Day. Yeah. Do you feel like you have to be sharper this week because it's just such a short turnaround?
It's going to be tough, but, you have to be sharp every week. There's always something going on, that you have to adjust to, and, this being a short week, that'll be, our task is try to prepare for this.
Do you have a Turkey Day ritual that you go through?
No, I don't.
All right, happy Thanksgiving.
All right, bud.
Julian Edelman, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
First year as a head coach, and I had been out of the game for a while. And the first person I saw was Nico come in the office, and it looks like he's ready to go physically. And his attitude was totally you know, wanting to get a scholarship, and he wasn't going to let anything stand in his way. But he was truly, you know, in love with the game of football, which was, you know, got my respect right out the gate of meeting him and everything. But he, every day for him, it was like in my office every single day, just being focused and keeping his nose to the grindstone, you know, to get that 1A scholarship. He has a good football IQ. He played in multiple areas for us. Probably three different positions at the time he was there. I mean, it didn't matter to him as long as he was, you know, he was always a starter, and wherever we put him was where we, you know, it would be better for him to get a scholarship to show his athleticism where he could play multiple positions, you know, mentally and physically.
Nice play defensively for the Patriots by Koudavides.
As that last hit came from Nico Koudavides.
Quiet guy in the beginning, and he came to Milford Academy, and he learned how to trash talk. So by the end of the year, he was all pro at that. And the good part is that he always backed it up whatever he said. So we let him keep talking as long as we were winning. I think that Nico and I, over time, you know, we've stayed in touch with each other, and he's become more of a son to me than a former player. I'm really proud of him, and for him, as a Milford Academy Falcon, you know, he's the best role model there can be.
That was Nico Koudavides' path to the NFL.
Today's no-nonsense conversation with the coach is brought to you by SBLI, Teddy Bruschi's choice for life insurance. Visit SBLI.com for a free quote.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. The coach rejoins me now. We talk about the New York Jet game. All of a sudden, it's a divisional opponent. They had a big win, you know, against St. Louis. What's the message you send to your team this week, mentally and physically, to get ready in a matter of basically 2 days?
Well, number one, turn the page. Get past Indianapolis and get on to the Jets. Number two, to re-prepare for the Jets, even though we played them recently 3 games ago, we still need to go back and get our preparations like we do on a weekly basis of their personnel, their schemes, what they like to do in certain situations, their tendencies. And there's no way to really do that but to go back and do it. And I think as soon as you take that for granted and say, oh, well, we played them, we know what they are, then you probably really don't know what they are.
All right, this is a Jet team that nearly 5 weeks ago had you guys on the ropes. I think Rex will have them all fired up. He'll circle the wagons. In essence, this is kind of like their Super Bowl. They win. They still look at their schedule. They feel they're still in this thing. They lose. They could be out of it. This is a big game for them, too.
Well, there aren't many games left, so every game gets bigger and bigger. And the fewer you play, the more important they are. So it's a division game. It's on the road. And we know it's a big game. We'll do our best to be ready to go. We know it'll be a big challenge down there. We always have tough games with the Jets, especially down at the Meadowlands. So, we'll be at our best Thursday night. We'll need to be.
Two of the best pairings, I think, Thanksgiving and football. Those two go great together. If you weren't playing on this day and you have played on this day, you'd probably still be working, still would have practice. But is it a little bit more special to play on Thanksgiving? What's it like playing on Thanksgiving?
Well, I think it's a little bit like Monday night. You know, you're not the only game, but you're one of the only games in town, and you know that everybody's watching, all your friends and family and relatives and so forth across the country. It's football and turkey. So if you're one of the games, you know that there are a lot of people watching it, and it's a great way to a great point in the season where if you can win, then you have a little bit of extra time heading into the following week, and that makes it a little nicer if you can do that.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from @MattyG74. He wants to know, in terms of preparation going into this game, is it better to have a foe that you're familiar with because you have to not study less, but you already know a little bit about him?
I think it is. Again, we've played him, a few weeks ago, and so there's some memory there.
Sure.
Once we go back and refresh it, I think we should be able to have that recollection. We certainly know the personnel well. They know us well, so... we're pretty familiar with the matchups. A lot of these guys have gone against each other multiple times. So I think from that standpoint, it will be good to at least know your opponent, know their tendencies, know a lot of the things that they're not going to be able to change. Of course, they know the same thing about you, but I think that enhances the preparation a little bit.
All right, Coach, good stuff right there. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow us on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. We'll be back later with the Bellustrator, a little bit of Sean Green, a little bit of special teams.
That's right.
All right, sounds good. Stay right there. More of All Access after this, and then the Bellustrator.
Coming up on All Access.
They've got a lot of production, yep. Continue to have it on special teams.
Later, Coach Belichick reintroduces us to the Jets on the Bellustrator.
That's a guy we really got to do a good job of. He's really kind of become the go-to guy for Sanchez.
But first, find out how the Patriots organization is helping to save lives by simply granting a wish.
The Patriots and Make-A-Wish. I'm here because of them.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, the official shave of the New England Patriots. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, I'm Gerard Mayo. From our family to your family, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
On Saturday, the Kraft family helped grant the wishes of four children battling life-threatening illnesses. They wanted to meet quarterback Tom Brady as part of the Make-A-Wish program.
May I just say I've always been a big fan.
What's up, man? How are you doing, bud? Doing all right?
Yeah.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah. Nice catch, Brett.
What were you going to say to him? Tell him. Hurry up.
Never.
Oh, what a cute.
Oh. Can you give him a hug? Maybe.
A little one?
This week's player profile is brought to you by Pepsi.
It is priceless to see the smiles on these young people's faces when a simple act of kindness provided by the Patriots can make such a difference. Spearheaded by Patriots owner Robert Kraft, the Kraft family has been granting wishes for children with life-threatening health issues for nearly two decades. The power of these wishes is profound and oftentimes life-changing.
I'm wishing on a star.
Make-A-Wish grants the wishes of children with life-threatening medical conditions to enrich the human experience with hope, strength, and joy.
I'm wishing on a dream to follow what it means.
I think we take good health for granted in America. And unfortunately, there are a lot of young people that are unfairly stricken with something that is life-threatening.
The whole wish experience, from the anticipation of the wish to the actual experience of the wish day, and then the memories afterwards, it's a very powerful and uplifting experience for the child and family.
Taking children with life-threatening medical conditions and giving them hope, strength, and joy, and putting a smile on their faces, how do you say no to that?
Some of the wishes that the Patriots have granted have just been quite unique. It's our number one sports-related wish here in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. They're in a class by themselves in terms of what we call wish granters. Everything is thought through. There's no detail that's left unthought of for our children and their families during their wish.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Speechless.
Nice to meet you.
I love Tom Brady, and I really wanted to meet him. He's just awesome.
I was diagnosed in November of 96 and had a pretty intense couple of months. As excited as I possibly could be, I looked at my wish volunteer and said, I just want to go to the Super Bowl.
I wanted to go to New England and meet Brady. It was pretty cool.
My wish was going to the Super Bowl.
Adam Vinatieri is going to have the winning field goal
and Tom Brady's going to be the MVP.
Something that I never thought would happen.
It's Melody?
Yes. I wanted to meet Tom Brady and Wes Welker, and I just was in awe. Like, I was speechless.
I've always wanted to be able to meet a Patriot.
See, look at that. You got your mark on the Super Bowl trophy.
Just to be able to meet him, it was awesome.
No, it was so much fun for me. So much fun because Andrew wasn't sick for that amount of time that we spent with him. And, you know, I'll never forget it.
You get ready, you make sure your teammates are ready.
And to see the parents and the reaction they have, to get them out of the hospital and the treatment rooms and put a smile on a kid's face, it's a no-brainer.
And here a simple random act of kindness by one of our players can lift the spirits of everyone. So even after serious things happen, that residual still carries on in that great memory that the child had meeting. I see it here on the field.
It's great that you all came out here, and you know our guy.
How you doing, guys? Nice to meet you guys.
We could have never have done without the Make-A-Wish Foundation or the Kraft family to meet Tom Brady and just forget about cancer and forget about a brain tumor and actually have fun and laugh.
Come over here, Michael. All right, you're going to help me open this, huh?
You know, it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
Like Noah, you know, even when he was going through his chemo and he couldn't eat and he was sleeping and he was feeling terrible. And I was like, oh, Noah, just think when you feel better, you know, your wish is going to be granted.
You completely forget that someone's sick. It's a dream come true for a family who's going through any illness. It's a really horrible time for parents to watch a child go through something like that. And to be handed this is really, really, truly amazing.
I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string on my finger. What a world, what a life I'm in the heart.
That's a first for Tom Brady to get serenaded from a five-year-old, especially with a Frank Sinatra song. That was really cute. I think he really liked it.
I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Meeting someone like Michael, who performed that song for me, was intended to brighten his day, but it probably was more memorable for me. Knowing what these children are battling is truly inspirational, and I don't know anyone who has ever granted just one Make-A-Wish wish, because once you've done one, it's hard to ever say no.
Thank you so much for everything that you do.
You know, all of our Wish children and Wish families feel a great sense of gratitude to the Kraft family and to the Patriots.
You look at before the Wish, and I was weak, and I was frail, and I was sick. And post-Wish, there was nothing standing in my way.
This photo went with me to the hospital to every chemo treatment and then stayed by my bed at home for years.
The Patriots and Make-A-Wish, I'm here because of them.
They recognize the great gift that they've been given, and they are just so grateful to the Krafts and to the New England Patriots. It's something that it's amazing.
Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Ooh, yeah.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette Pro Fusion. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm here with the resident turkey of Foxborough, Christian Fourier. Okay, it's the New York Jets. It's a Thanksgiving night game. You look at the Jets. The Jets ran the football 40 times last week against St. Louis. Patriots struggled early against the Colts, but solidified things with run blitzes, run down blitzes, first and second down, bringing spikes. But I'm telling you, with Chandler Jones out, they kicked who? Jermaine Cunningham again. Yeah, I'll be Jermaine Cunningham.
And I think you're going to want to challenge this offensive front by not making it easy for him. So that means, you know, a little stunt from the ends and the linebacker. So Spikes is right here.
So you bring Cunningham in. Spikes will send
outside.
He's going
to come out wide, and then bam, I'm going to give you pressure right at the edge.
And it's a non-athletic offensive line, really. When you look at it, they got Mangold. They got Ferguson. But other than that, you know, Hunter's not there. It's a mixed mosh of guys that really can't move and block athletic guys,
you know,
up front.
And also, how about the cutback by Sean Green?
Let's say the ball, by
how about the ball's going this way? Okay, you're blocking. You're handing it off wide. Nothing's there. What they do is, like, teams over-pursue. So what Sean Green does is wait, and then he cuts back this way. It seems to always be a big hole right there.
And the key there, new guys like Trevor Scott starting to get reps with Chandler Jones possibly being out. Who knows? But you got to stay at home. You got to read your keys. Stay true to what everything and all the calls are. Don't get over-pursuing.
Yep.
Don't go to the ball. It's hard to do as a defender.
Just like a turkey. We out of here.
I'm Jackie Britton, and it's time now for our opponent news. It's a Thanksgiving night date at the Meadowlands where, once again, the Pats and Jets face off. A Jets win last week in St. Louis kept their faint postseason hopes alive. They had the Patriots beat here at Gillette Stadium 5 weeks ago, so they hope to finish against a Gronkless New England team Thursday.
Obviously, you know, with Gronkowski, he had a huge target, especially in the red zone, and so, you know, I never like to see anybody get hurt. I'm not sad that he's missing our game, but I hope he gets back soon.
For all the latest up-to-the-minute Patriots news, be sure to check out Brian Lowe and myself every day on Patriots Today. Coach Belichick highlights some differences between the Jets then and now on the Belastrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belastrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments. And you look at the New York Jets, Coach. What do you have here on special teams? Pretty good unit.
Yes, and one of the new players they've added, number 19, Clyde Gates, on kickoff returns. And it seems like no matter who they put back there, they get good production on their return units. This is the start of the second half against the Dolphins, and Gates takes the second half kickoff, comes here on the weak side, splits it, makes a kicker miss, and puts him back in good field position there at midfield. And probably looking for the Dolphins, he kind of ran into his own guy. But they've had a lot of production, continue to have it on special teams in the return game.
I remember going back to the first time you played them. You guys are going back and forth on those returns. Yeah, it was a heck of a night. All right, moving on offensively for them.
Well, it's still Dustin Keller. And, you know, he missed several games this year, three or four games there during the middle of the season. And they've got him back now, and he's a big threat. In the offense on all downs. He's big on third down, red area, play action, down the middle of the field here, down the seam. Runs a nice route on the linebacker, a lot of space there. Sanchez puts it on him. So that's a guy we really got to do a good job of. He's really kind of become the go-to guy for Sanchez.
Yeah, and I mean, every quarterback has their guy, and even with Holmes out, it seems like it's got to be even more so for Sanchez with him, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And, of course, Green is the running back. He's having a real good year for him, and once again, we see him running the ball inside. He's a good inside runner, and even though this is an outside play with the guards pulling and the fullback leading outside and all that, he sees some space inside, cuts it back, hits a big opening there, and it shows good vision on the play, and then outruns a safety and, you know, rips off about a 40-yarder there. So
he won't hesitate to go backside. You know, it's stretch, and if he sees a lane, he'll take it.
No, this is the same play from the end zone. You can really get a good look at it here with, again, the appearance of everything going outside, fullback, guards, trying to really, start the play at this type of point of attack, and then once he sees a little space in there, then, he's behind it and picks up a block here from Duke Koss, from Brickshaw, Ferguson on the backside. and hits it. So, you know, he's been a big guy for him. Of course, that helps set up the play action passes to Keller as well.
Yeah, you look at their record, and it is what it is, but it's not indicative of the type of lineman they have. They got some good guys up front.
They sure do.
All right, don't eat too much turkey. All that tryptophan for the all guys right. on Thursday night.
Happy
good
Thanksgiving
luck,
to all the yep. listeners.
Happy Thanksgiving. More of All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the New England Patriots. By Bank of America, the official bank of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hi, I'm Romeo.
And I'm Shauna. This week on Totally Patriots, Nate Solder lets loose and tilted, shows us a whole new side of this offensive lineman.
I always sing in the shower.
Lay down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
Plus, everybody's favorite Professor Fritz is back. We head to his lab. He'll be breaking down some more of your favorite moves from last season.
Pretty impressive, huh?
Join us, Totally Patriots, every Saturday morning at 10 on MyTV 38.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, and the big turkey on the table.
Don't spike
Gronk.
It.
I know, we can't spike it. Oh, he cannot spike it. I mean, all of a sudden, he's not here anymore. Yeah. And this is a big uh-oh.
Yeah,
and I'm
is.
Not talking about the other tight end, uh-oh.
You know, you think about the last time he played in the game but really wasn't much of a factor. That was the Super Bowl, and clearly the offense was compromised. So, I've seen this team overcome injuries so often in the past, but he's about as significant a piece as you can lose.
Hey, the statistics tell you everything. I mean, we don't need to expound upon those. A couple that stand out to me, 93% of the snaps. I don't think that there is someone that you can just put in there and say, hey, do what Gronk does. But also the red zone.
Right.
6'6", 265 pounds. He's the guy when you need the points in close. And I don't see someone that can really do that the Patriots have on their roster.
Well, Gronk was a big story, but the other big story was how the Patriots just blew out the Colts.
I thought the Patriots would win this game somewhat comfortably. And I thought, actually, the way the game unfolded, barring the returns obviously get the game way out of control. It's one of those situations where I think the Colts, the ball got rolling. I think we all could have seen something like that happening. They had some success early offensively, and then just to keep up with that machine is overwhelming, especially for a rookie quarterback.
I think this showed, when you look at the AFC sort of playoff picture at this point, these teams came in with the same record, but they're at different levels. Oh. The Patriots sort of said, hey, we're up here, Colts, you're still down there. I think that's sort of important as we look ahead. These two teams could meet up again in the first round of the playoffs, and it shows you where the Patriots sort of stand in the AFC.
Could you see the confidence building on the defensive side of the football?
You know, we'll find out. We'll see how they're able to take those turnovers that they got. I still didn't like what I saw in the first half, Steve, to be frank. I thought there was the first three times Indianapolis had the ball, I think they had five-minute drives, or three of the first four times they had the ball. I think there was one three and out in there. I thought that Andrew Luck looked pretty comfortable early on. Finally, what I thought changed was I thought they got a little bit of pressure. Now, that's been happening to him all year. That offensive line hasn't done a very good job of protecting him, and he looked like a rookie.
I don't feel any differently about the defense now than I did before the game. My big question is, when the turnovers dry up, are they going to be able to stop the opposition? And ultimately, there is going to be a day when you don't have turnovers, and you hope it's not in the playoffs like it was a couple of seasons ago against the Jets. So that, to me, plus Chandler Jones. Hey, we talked a lot about the Rob Gronkowski injury.
Right.
Chandler Jones came out of this game in the first half, didn't return. You know, we'll get some more information on that. But if you lose him, that's probably one of your, I mean, you can't argue, that's one of your best defensive players.
All right, let's get to the Jets, because this is their Super Bowl. They always get up for the Patriots. And in my opinion, the Jets are still alive. Barely, but still alive.
Yeah, you guys have been browbeating me off the air. I'm buying. Listen, this is the Super Bowl for them. And listen, I don't expect them to roll over and die. I don't think they did that the last time. And by the way, they were in every bit as dire straits the first time these teams met. The Jets, it was imploding on them then, and they put on a solid performance here in Foxborough. I expect nothing less, Thursday night.
The thing that stands out to me with the Jets is which team has defended the Patriots better over the last, let's say, 3 years than them. This offense has been unstoppable. They just hung 59 on the Colts. Now, some of those are on the returns, but to me, Rex Ryan has a little bit of that kryptonite to Tom Brady. Not all the time. There have been games when the Patriots have done well against them, but you just never know going in, so I wouldn't be surprised if this is a close football game.
Prediction time, what do you got?
I like the Patriots. The Gronkowski injury absolutely concerns me. I think that they've been able to get by without guys, but I do think he's a special player. I don't think it'll be easy. I'm with you guys here on the Jets. I think that this will be their Super Bowl. I'm going to go 27-19.
Yeah. That close, huh?
Yeah.
Because of the short week?
Well, I also think the home team on these Thursday night games does have a big advantage. I want to say 33-12 or something along those lines over the last several years. Mm. That Thursday night home team has a big advantage.
You have to win different type of games over the course of a season. Sometimes you get the blowouts like you did against the Colts. I do think this one will be a closer game. Familiarity is part of it as well. I'll say a 26-20 Patriots, a little more of a lower scoring game.
So what you both are saying, that they're going to come back 8-3.
Absolutely.
That's it.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. See you later.